This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Wendy King, Executive Director of Saving Grace Pet Adoption Center. Wendy, good morning.
Good morning.
So, first of all, we'll cover a number of different things here. Talk about how Saving Grace is doing right now as we've progressed to some of the things reopening up. What are some of your procedures and things right now?
Oh, absolutely. We have been open. We've been open by appointment this whole time throughout the whole epidemic and still functioning in terms of getting critters home. We no longer require appointments, but we'll let a limited number of people in the building at one time just to be able to ensure social distancing.
And for you, it's been an interesting time as well. Last week, you announced that you plan to, do we say retire? How are we saying it?
I am transitioning to a new job. I have been working with my husband for several years. He owns Oakland Vet Hospital in Oakland, and we've been talking about for a number of years, me working with him full-time, and decided it was the time to come and make that transition, both for us and also a good time for the organization as well.
Now, you've been at Saving Grace for how long?
The end of July will be 11 years.
Wow. And obviously, it's been a very busy 11 years, a lot of changes, a lot of growth at Saving Grace.
There certainly has been. Things are very, very different than they were 11 years ago.
Talk about some of the things that have happened while you've been there.
Well, the most obvious thing, of course, is the new facility. We were wrapping up the capital campaign when I arrived. And within a couple of years, we were able to secure the last of the funding needed and be able to build that new facility on the same property so that we had the appropriate place to be able to take care of the animals' needs. And that made a tremendous difference in our operations. And I would say if anyone has not seen the new facility, it's just vastly different from what you may remember. But then the other thing that has changed so much is over the years we've been able to expand our programming. We now have a full-time shelter veterinarian on board, and we have been able to get in place new programs that have been able to push our go-home rate to over 90% for dogs and cats, for all critters. And a new facility without being able to do that would have just not been as meaningful. But to be able to get those critters home is what this was all about.
Wow. Well, certainly a lot of growth. And now you transition. What's the process now for finding someone to replace you?
Well, we are actively looking for a new executive director and are asking people to email a cover letter and resume to board@savinggrace.info. The board of directors is taking applications right now. And we will be selecting someone. We are wanting to find someone who's got experience with fundraising, with board development, and also with developing leadership. Got some fantastic people at the shelter and want someone who will be able to lead them and be able to develop their own leadership.
It would seem like leading a nonprofit like this is a bit unique.
It is definitely a different animal than some other things in the past, but there are a lot of great people out there who may have experience working with a nonprofit or serving on a nonprofit board of directors. Certainly, animal welfare is a terrific background to come from, but a lot of the executive director responsibilities are more about running an organization and allowing the staff and volunteers to be able to serve the animals as they are trained to do.
What are you seeing in terms of animals coming in? Were you getting more animals that folks were finding or that needed new homes?
Well, it is very definitely kitten season yet again. That is the never-ending thing. It stops for no virus. And so right now we are flooded with the typical overload of kittens coming in. One thing we certainly encourage people to do, if you find a litter of kittens, watch to make sure their mom is going to be the best mom for them. And so please leave them where they are to allow their mom the opportunity to take care of them until they are 6 to 8 weeks of age. And at that point, it's okay to intervene. But leaving those kittens in place, come back and check on them in 6 hours or so and make sure that they're still warm and fed. But if they are, their mom is the best mom for them. That is the number one thing that helps kittens in terms of bringing them into a shelter, is making sure they've got the best start in life with their mom. Other than that, we are seeing still stray dogs coming in. We are still seeing people need our help with their pets. And we're very grateful to see lots of people saying it's a good time to adopt and coming to the shelter for that.
For people who already have a pet at home, what should they do to ensure that if it somehow gets out, gets separated, and is found by someone and ends up at Saving Grace, that you can track them down?
Well, the very best thing to do is to get your pets microchipped, and please make sure that microchip information is up to date. There's nothing more exciting than finding a microchip, and nothing more devastating than finding out the information on the microchip is all out of date and you can't reach the owner. Make sure your pets are microchipped. Dogs and cats, we microchip all of our adopted pets to their new owners. For dogs, I would absolutely recommend they wear a collar with a tag on it. You know, lots of people, if they find a dog, they are more than happy to call the phone number on the tag, get the dog back to you without it ever needing to come to the shelter. But certainly if you need to drop off a dog with us, we are happy to take them. And if you're missing a pet, by all means, call us as soon as possible so that we can match up any incoming animals with our lost reports. We also match up a lot of critters through lost and found reports, just both over the phone, for people that are willing to hang on and take care of the pet until the new owner is, or until the owner is found.
How do we do with 4th of July fireworks and animals getting away?
We did have a number of dogs come in following those fireworks over the last several days. So again, if you are missing your pet, call us. Call us. Let us know what kind of pet you are missing. If we have your dog, we really want to get them back to you. And so please get in touch with us.
All right, Wendy King, Saving Grace Pet Adoption Center, talking about what's going on this time of year and also about her soon transition to working with her husband. I'm sure you're probably looking forward to that. That'll be a big change.
We are both looking forward to that.
All right. Well, Wendy, thanks for talking with us this morning. We'll check in with you again soon.
Thank you so much.
842 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. This is the Morning Report.